But first tonight, let's do the carry out. This, of course, where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. The Senate voted on Education Secretary Betsy DeVos today, forced Vice President Pence to cast the tiebreaker, the first time ever in a confirmation hearing. Critics don't like Betsy DeVos in that position because she's rallied against public school and she's also had very little to no experience when it comes to education. But you know what? She gives a lot of money to Republican senators, and that there is counting involved in that, which is math. So, confirmed? I think so. There's not a ton that Betsy DeVos can do to change education, though, since the federal government has relinquished control to states in the past. But there are some programs that were put in by Democrats that will be reviewed or cut, which is going to happen regardless with a Republican education chief. But the Department of Education does have $68 million in a budget, and that means a lot of contracts. So let's get ready for Trump tests. The best tests on the market. Get a good grade, take home a free steak. Maybe a long tie. Something there. For the losers here, of course, the Democrats. Yeah, you can talk about a tie all you want, the long tie. But you went full court press, no sleep till Georgetown on this appointment, right? You even got two defectors to come over from the Republicans, and you still lost. And now, you better get your five-hour energy on, because tonight they're filibustering again. This time, Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions is the protest target. And frankly, I don't know how he doesn't get confirmed either. After that, you got the EPA, then you got the labor. It's going to be Night of the Walking Dead in Congress for the next month. Senator Durbin, what do you think? We are going to stay up forever. All right, go for it. In a meeting with county sheriffs from around the country today, President Trump once again went after Chicago, saying that, quote, it's worse than some of the places that we read about in the Middle East, where you got wars going on. It's so sad. Chicago has become so sad a situation. Before we get to that statement, doesn't Trump have an adjective advisor in the White House? Stop using the word sad. A quick Google search nets you dismal, troubled, down in dumps. All better to explain Chicago violence. Stop using sad for everything. You're the president. You're not some lazy junior high student. So sad. So back to the statement. Yes, Chicago violence is tragic. See what I did there? Tragic. That's one too. But it's starting to sound like a broken record. Going from, quote, I'm going to solve it in a week to, quote, I'm going to send in the feds to today's rant. It's one thing to complain, but it's another to keep complaining. Wait a second. Didn't you fire Cyndi Lauper on The Apprentice for incessant complaining? Huh? I think I saw that episode. Maybe it was John Sally. One of the two. And as someone who hails from this great city, there are other cities that have problems too. Yeah, we get it. Your political enemy runs this town. That's what this is about. Listen, this isn't Republican Democrat. It's not even liberal conservative. We need to band together and realize what it is. It's a lifelong pro-New Yorker taking every opportunity he can to rip Chicago. Sorry. No. No more. And if you think about it, all the Republican leaders in Washington have an axe to grind. Trump from New York, Pence from Indiana, Paul Ryan from Wisconsin. It's like they're all punishing us for driving too fast on the interstate or leaving trash on their beaches. It's like, you guys just seat yourself. Never wait for a waitress to come over and seat you. I'm gonna get on you on Twitter. You know what? More and more chatter about a woman's strike. Yep. The idea of women all across America participating in a one-day work stoppage at work and home. This is to show the importance of women in our society and to protest possible changes to women's issues in healthcare, workplace. I, for one, am behind the idea and realize how important women are in my life. But still, to quote Bill Murray from Stripes,
you can't go.
There it is.
All the plants are going to die.
The country's going to have a day-long... Melania Trump is suing a tabloid for defamation, and her lawyers are arguing that by the tabloid calling her an escort or a prostitute, it diminished Melania's ability to profit off of being first lady. I guess that's what being first lady's always been about. If you think about it, I mean, just look at Laura Bush, her push to get kids to read more. You know she just made billions off of that. $2,000 a kid. $5,000 if she lets him turn the page. So you go get yours, Melania. Laura Bush. Now it's time for the Download Sweeps Week's investigation. Is your TV spying on you right now? Spying on you right now? Actually, it's true. It is. Vizio had to pay $2.2 million in fines for illegally collecting viewer data from smart TVs. So the next time you talk about Sex in the City and then it just pops up on your screen, you're not crazy. Well, it's more complicated than that, but you're not crazy. In weather, rain, but 50 degrees today. Tomorrow, a low of 12. I'd say that's normal. That's normal. In sports, is there any better sound than a semi-distorted Dave Bennett? And the Cats are gone up by four! Oh, so good tonight. The Wildcats went on without leading scorer Scotty Lindsey again. Second game he missed with mono, as Rob reported. He missed the blowout loss against Purdue last week. And then this loss against the Fighting Illini tonight. The Cats now 18-6, 7-4 in the Big Ten. Up next, Wisconsin. After that, you got games with Maryland, Michigan, Purdue, Indiana. The rematch with Illinois, with Lindsey. They can hopefully split. Without, it's going to be a tough camera shot when Brian Gumbel's like, and let's check the Northwestern Wildcats, the number 8 pick. These kids getting close to bubble. We're okay. They just need two wins there. They got Rutgers and Illinois in there. They get those two wins, they get to 20 wins. I feel good, right? We'll see. Tomorrow night, the Hawks go up to Minnesota for a nice little showdown with the Wild, get a win, and they creep within a couple points of the Western Conference leaders. The West is tough this year. What once looked like a runaway for the Hawks now has the Sharks, the Oilers, the Ducks are all in the mix. Going to need to turn it around. Make some space.
I was listening to Coach Q this morning on Cochran.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a big game against Minnesota. You know, this is a team that they need to beat. I was, like, you know, getting psyched up. He was getting me excited. And I think Dave asked him a question about, like, hey, what do you think, you know, how is Corey Crawford coming along, you know, playing? And Coach Q goes, he's okay. Even okay. You know, he started off really good.
That's when Coach Q's getting too comfortable with the check-ins with Cochran, the weekly check-ins. What do you think of Crawford? And you know Crawford's listening at home. Darn. Listening in his car as he's driving to work. Come on, Coach. Give me some spirit. Give me some energy. After last night's victory against Sacto, the Bulls are currently 2-1 on the West Coast road trip. They return to the UC next Tuesday for Valentine's Day. But right now, they're an even Steven at 26-26. And that, plus all the drama, it's great for Jerry Reinsdorf. The Trib is reporting tonight that John Paxson and Gar Foreman's jobs, safe. I mean, hey, they are currently the seventh seed, so maybe they're beating their own expectations. Maybe all season they're like, you know, we're going to be the worst in the league. Oh, we're not. We're like middling. Okay, we'll take it. Hired. You keep your job. And finally tonight, Illinois lawmakers have introduced a bill to create a Barack Obama Day. It would be August 4th, his birthday, but it would be a commemorative holiday, not one that would close government offices. Come on. You can't have a Barack Obama holiday without shutting down the government. That's the carry out for February 7, 2017. Hey, it's a beautiful night. Tomorrow it's going to get terrible. So you know what? Carry out. A whole carry out, and I didn't get to mention Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz debating over healthcare right now on CNN, which is just an awful idea. Hey, you know who didn't win? Let's get them back on stage. 720 WG on the Download. Stay with us.